Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Rowe. Go to rowe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Rowe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to rowe.co/safety, Rx only.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, did that just ruin one of your stories? Because
only a little bit.
That's the new Taylor song.
What's World premiere!
Oh, I got it.
How do you feel about it?
I didn't expect to not like it. Like, I thought I'd like it.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's got lots of Beatles-y. It feels a little like Randy Newman wrote it because he likes those Beatles chords or whatever. It's a great song. It's fun. It's perfect.
I want to say I read something that she did get influenced or like help from him
because like,
he's not dead.
Turns out he's not dead.
Yeah. We got yelled at yesterday for saying that. She said something like, influenced by her like, you know,
because it's got those weird chord changes he likes to use.
Musical world he created a bit.
You would have to do that because he's written the music for all the other Toy Stories or whatever.
All?
So, for sure the first one, but I think he's done a lot of other stuff in it.
Yeah, and they got along well because she's tall. So,
Aaron. News.
Oh no.
This is news or no.
Listen, if you don't understand what's going on, you just go look up Randy Newman short people.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had to show these people that thing. Hit the you got afraid. And you go, that man just writes cute, perfect little songs.
Well,
when
songs.
You hear short people from, I don't know what decade, it's probably from the 70s. But, like, it is a horrifically terrible, like, he just hates short people. And that's why we weren't that sad when he was dead.
But he's not dead.
It was shocking.
I don't know. Yeah, it was shocking. That it's a song and it was, here's what I know.
You should be saying, don't go look it up. Don't.
You gotta hear it to know. Do platforms have that song? It's so offensive.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You heard it here maybe first.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift released a new song today because it is New Music Friday. I knew you from the Toy Story 5 soundtrack.
Yep.
Actually just looked it up. Randy Newman was the composer for all the films, including the fifth one.
Oh, cool.
And in Taylor's message about the song, she thanked him.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he wrote the song with her, but it needed to go with his music,
for sure.
What I would say. Now, crazy news, guys. I think this song might be.
If you do the Taylor Swift,
I think we're
Taylor's version
debut,
story
debutation.
For it. Nope.
Wait, no, I was going to do something else. I wasn't actually.
You're not allowed to do the same story you've done three times.
She's doing something else.
Okay, if you guarantee it, I will rescind my nope.
That was pretty good. No, I wasn't actually going to go into the whole the fact that I think debut Taylor's version
You're
is
doing
coming.
It right now.
I just also wanted to point out that Niall Horan put out a new album today. It's called Dinner Party.
Is it a banger?
I believe it's his best album yet.
Shut up.
I spent the morning listening to it, and I would say it's his best body of work.
Were you going
individual songs? He had bangers.
Were you
going
Niall Taylor, Niall Taylor, Niall Niall Taylor,
just Niall all
Niall,
the way?
Niall Niall.
Oh. I listened to Taylor at 10 p.m. last night, and then hit the Niall this
There's
morning.
There's one song of his that's very
short people-ish.
No. Which one are you? Tastes so good or monochromatic?
Tastes so good.
Yeah, Dane's like, that's about.
Yeah.
That's about.
He's grown.
Oh, it is?
He
like watermelon
grown
sugar?
Grown up. Okay. Mm.
There's a couple songs, if you listen more. Monochromatic is literally like, I want to see you get monochromatic. Take your clothes off, baby.
Emphasis on that body of work.
Body yada yada of work. Yeah. Okay.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. This is running long today.
What an insane music day, because Lizzo also dropped an album today.
She did?
It is called Bitch.
Oh,
you know, we say that? It's weird. We play songs with it in there. So, and here's a weird rule, and maybe you can text in and if you think this rule is stupid. The station allows women to say it, but not men. Like if T-Eck were to say it right now, Chet would lunge and hit the dump button.
Okay.
So like say it.
Bitch.
See, nothing happened.
Oh, it feels so good to say.
Hack.
I don't.
You don't have to say it.
Okay. No,
but
I'm not.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Do you hear that loud beeping sound?
Oh, God.
It's her third album. She says, I wrote songs that I needed for myself. So it's kind of introspective of the last 4 years she's been through. I don't know.
Crazy title.
Self-titled? Yeah.
Well, but she's been through a lot.
Yeah, the last four years, she kind of got canceled.
Yeah.
Her dancers, you know, there's that whole thing.
Fat shaming, right? Which was weird. Because like her dancers were like, she fat shames us like pretty hard. And it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the album again?
Bitch.
Watch. Okay, I'll say it and they won't bleep it. Ready? Mm-hmm. Erica.
What?
Oh.
Hey.
You see what I did there?
Why are you picking on me? What's my story?
Good evening. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Let's do another round of birthday hugs.
Let's go!
Turning 31 today, singer-songwriter, actor, and YouTube personality, Troye Sivan.
Oh, hunk.
No, not a hunk.
A cutie patootie.
More of a cutie.
Visually symmetrical and everything, but like hunk doesn't. I don't know.
I feel like
hunk.
Hunk
really?
These days. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Also turning 47 today,
okay.
Bassist from Fall Out Boy, Pete Wentz.
I can't picture him, but I don't think so. Nobody in Fall Out Boy is a hunk.
He's got the little...
Pete Wentz, though, I think is... When your bassist is the face of the band...
He is cuter than the lead singer, for sure.
Pretty unusual.
Yeah.
Let's see. Turning 48 today, Nick Kroll is in everything.
Yeah.
Ever. Not
it's
a hunk.
It's hard to not hear him making fart sounds with his mouth.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hear Lola. From Big Mouth,
he's...
So it's a non-hunk just because of the fart sounds and he's overexposed?
He would have to be quiet.
That's what they say about me, too. So.
turning 55 today, Mark Wahlberg.
Hunk.
He is but so God, physically
he's
fit.
He's got to start sleeping more.
I agree.
And
I don't
living
know.
A little.
What do you mean sleep? Oh, because he gets up at like 4 in the morning, gym, like tan, laundry.
And it's just like gym and then another gym and then another gym and then maybe a green smoothie and then I'm going to go to bed. And it's like... That was your day?
Can I take a quick side note as long as we're on this? One time I was in, I think maybe in Cleveland. Are they from Ohio? I don't remember.
Yeah.
No, they're from Boston. The Wahlbergs?
Yeah. Well, Boston. They have one in Cleveland. The Wahlbergers are good.
Oh, really?
I think you, T-Hack, would.
Ooh.
They're very buttery.
One.
They're Culver's-like. They're, it's a good.
That man's never ate that burger then.
No, I doubt very soon, but his brothers do. Yeah. His brothers are way, way
okay, wait, hold on. I don't agree because I don't fat shame.
No, I'm just saying that they look, they don't do what he does. Okay. They're more like
there's one in
normal
Vegas,
looking
by the way.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Let's take a trip.
Turning 59 today from Office Space, Ron Livingston.
Hunk.
The man, yeah. Cedar Rapids.
You
Rapid,
know
Iowa.
Who he is. He's Office Space. He's the dude in Sex and the City.
No,
who
was that's not who I was thinking.
Why were we just talking about
him? We were talking about him because I think I was talking about Office Space.
Yeah, and he is from Iowa.
He's gorgeous. I think he's got...
And lastly, turning 70 today after selling 75 million records worldwide, Kenny G. I gotta go. He's a curly girl for sure.
Yeah.
Good hair.
All right. Is it over?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9. Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, The Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets. Join The Slacker Show tomorrow at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer. 2 hours of casual happiness with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver who are looking for a forever home. The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino. Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Sploot Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38. Check out alice1059.com for more details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!